It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis. We're going to read Genesis chapter 1. And once again, this will probably be the last time that we'll read the chapter, as we have are about to complete. We're through the fifth day to the sixth day of creation. But I want to read once again Genesis chapter 1, and we'll read from the first verse to the end of the chapter, verse 31, and then the first three verses of chapter 2. So please, that you open your Bibles. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and be ready to follow along as I read God's Word. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light, and it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place. Let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth," and it was so. The earth brought forth grass, an herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind. God saw that it was good. The evening and the morning were the third day. God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for the signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth," and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. The evening and the morning were the fourth day. God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that hath life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven." God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the waters and the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth." And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind," and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Let's begin with prayer after the reading of the precious word. Father, we thank you today that we can come and enjoy this time. It's just a glorious day each day that you have given us, Lord. Please that we do not misuse it, but we've come to praise and to honor your name, and we love studying your precious word, Lord. Thank you for it. Now touch every one of our hearts that we may be closer to you as we walk each and every day, Lord. Please thank you for this time. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your wisdom. Now please, Lord, have us give you praise and honor with every word that comes out of our mouth. And prepare our hearts now, Lord, for this study, that we may know more about you and be able to praise and honor you in a greater way. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we look at these verses of Scripture, we have been through the days of creation, and we have went through day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, and we have come to the sixth day of creation. And so we have spent each time, and in the past couple of times we've been together, we have reviewed this, and so we can see, and it's we have to kind of continue to move on. And so we will be doing so, but isn't it great and wonderful to watch how God speaks into existence his creation and the steps that have been taken to do so? As you know, it is six literal days, the evening and the morning, first day, evening and morning, second day, and as it continues to go, God says many times in his word, after it was created, and God saw that it was good. And in the 10th verse, in the 18th verse, my eyes are catching, God saw that it was good. We come through each stage. We looked last time we were together at this fifth day, and the fifth day of creation, we have in the 20th verse, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament. We have looked at the three levels of heaven, as we have looked at the first verse and talked about that was a plural, the heavens, the throne of God, the stars, the moon, the sun, the system that we know, and then we have where the birds fly and the clouds appear in this heaven here. Three separate heavens. And as we look now at the 20th verse, as we are in review of last week in the fifth day, that the fowl that they may fly above the earth in the open firmament, and that would be the heaven that is the closest to the earth. And as we looked at the creation, we have always continued to make note that God did not create all babies, all small tiny seeds, and we had to wait for this earth to become full bloom, so to speak. God created all stages of life, whether it be the plant life. It was in every stage, so that you would have the mature as the trees, the fruit, the grass. Everything was created in its complete mature, all the way to the beginning of with the seed. And so it's such a joy as God is giving us in this 6 days of creation. He is giving us everything to where when he sets man into this place, this wonderful place created for man, as this was all put into place, and again for his use, that man may again honor and glorify God. We're going to spend some time in that today. But everything is made. You know, today we're getting out of kelter with things as far as the folks that are worshipers of the land and the trees and things like that. There are those that do the same with animals. They believe that animals is really just the same level as us. We've just evolved further. No, God created, and if you'll remember, after his kind, the scripture continues to say, whose seed is in itself, after his kind. It just continues time after time as we look, whether it be with the plant life or animal life, it was after his kind. And so please, as you look each time through this scripture, after his kind, nothing has evolved from one step or stage up to another. Now, the sixth day that we finish, then let me just read first through the fifth day. God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters of the sea, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning of the fifth day, God said in verse 24, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and the beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Once again, we have God saw that it was good. The God makes here, and we have in the verse 31, God saw that everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And so as we finish out the sixth day, he looks to say not that it is just good, but it's very good. And let's look at what was created here on the sixth day. We have the cattle, the creeping thing, the beast of the earth, after his kind. After his kind. It continues to stay after his kind. You know, again, evolution has no place in God's creation. No place. After his kind, the scripture tells us. So please, as we look and enjoy this this study of God speaking into existence his creation, get that out of your mind. Any kind of evolution, get out of your mind the thousands or billions of millions of years that you have tried to place in there, and just listen carefully to the Word of God. The very word that you say you believe concerning his heaven and where you're going, please do not deny any of it, whether it be his creation or the speaking of hell, if you neglect to come by faith to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it something how man can kind of just pick out what he wants? Now, we are looking at the creation of the sixth day. We have the cattle, the creeping thing, the beast of the earth, and all after his kind. And God saw that it was good. God saw that it was good. Now, we have a break before, why it just kind of moved through each step and things of creation, but not today. Today we are stopping because halfway through God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Have dominion over. Today we find that some wants the earth, it controls man. animals seem to control man, some people want. God put into place man to have dominion over them, over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, everything. We have at the beginning here something a little bit different. Let us. Wonderful. We have brought in the full picture of the Trinity here. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, we have enjoyed the study earlier concerning the creation of the world and who is actually doing the creating. But when it comes to man, comes to the purpose of everything that God has put into place so man can use it and have it. And for that purpose, God brought in all of creation, but for the creation of man, let us make man, let us, the Trinity. Isn't that beautiful? The Trinity. Now, as we look at that verse of Scripture then, man was made in the image of God. Man possesses the highest kind of life. There is no comparison in the level of the animals or the trees or anything. Man possesses the highest level of life. All others, everything else was created before, and there is a division here even in the sixth day. He stops and God said it was good, and then he continues. Now God said, let us make man in our image. There is a definite division between animal and man, and I don't want you to look at those pictures as the evolutionists continue to place their propaganda in our books of education for our children, that they see this level of growth, of changes, that man has come from the animal kingdom and they have evolved from the plant. It just continues to come up, and it's foolishness and it is propaganda. There is no truth to it. They have no facts. But you see, the problem is that if they can't come up with some kind of ideas and principles, what you'll find is that then they have to agree with God. And then they have to acknowledge that God is right. And man is not willing to do that. Man is wicked. Man is sinful. And man has no desire to follow God in his heart. God calls us. It's wonderful that we have a God that found our condition. We're going to get to the fall here before long, and we'll look at the fall, and we'll look at the means of redemption. Right now, God is creating. God is speaking into existence perfect man, a perfect world. Oh, wouldn't that be something? Well, there's going to be a day that we'll enjoy that when we get out of this life and go to live and to be with our Father, with His Son, and with the Holy Spirit. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can call Him your Father, but you have to come to the Son first. You have to come to the Son first. But this propaganda, and I'm going to continue to use that word, is what we have in our textbooks in teaching our children about the creation of man. There is only one step, and that is God's Word to tell us how He spoke into existence. The plant life, it possesses an unconscious life. Animal life, it possesses a conscious life, but man possesses a self-conscious life. I thought that was an explanation that helps us to understand the difference. And there is no steps of changes from one to the other, coming from animal to man. If we live, you know, as we evolve, no, that is a lie. And the reason that lie is placed, it's because of ungodly people that choose not to believe God and His Word, or even God's existence. And so if you're in a church and you believe that we have evolved, then you don't know the God that I know, because God spoke into existence after their kind each time. The Scripture is very clear. I hope that you're listening. I hope that you're studying this. there is a separation here between verse 25 and 26. And God starts once again in verse 26, God said. God makes it very clear that there is no connection between man and beast. Man is created last. We can take no claim for the work of creation. We like to think that we have had something to do with it, it seems as though sometimes. But man was created after everything else was finished. Everything was done. Everything was put into place. It's kind of like if you would build a new house, and that house is completely furnished with all furniture, the painting's done, the outside is finished, the shrubs are in place, shrubbery's in place, the grass has been put in, and it is properly taken care of, so that it just, when you pull into the driveway, this perfect, everything is complete. The food's in the refrigerator, the clothes are in the closet, everything has been taken care of for you. You're just allowed to drive into that driveway, and it is yours. Now, wouldn't that be a wonderful? I've been through the construction of many houses with different folks, and each time it's quite a project. And not to mention, you know, with all the decisions that need to be made, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could get in your mind this perfect home to live in, and all you had to do is kind of think about it, and you could speak it into existence, and then when you spoke it, everything, again, from the food to all the necessary supplies, everything that you need, inside and out, would be completed. Well, God did that very thing in 5 days. And to the sixth day, the first part of the sixth day, he brought in the creeping thing, beast of the earth after his kind, the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. He brought everything into place. And then it was time. All right, we can drive in the driveway if you want to use that look. We were able to be placed then. God placed man, and we'll look in the second chapter how that took place. This first chapter is giving us everything that's taken place, and then we'll look into the second chapter, and we're going to have a good time with that as we look at how God made man. But as we enjoy these verses of Scripture in our image, after our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish. Let us make man. God created again us last. God moved in his creation from least to greatest. Started with the earth, ended with man. All other steps of creation, you know, we've listened to the ways God has spoken. God created, we have in verse 21 and 27. And then in verse 17, it even says God set. He set into place the sun, the moon, and the stars. Isn't that something for God, the way that he spoke into existence, put everything in its place. And now here in verse 26, God made let us make man in our image. Wonderful. God had the authority. There's a special touch here in verse 26 when God said, let us. This great council, the Trinity, came to make man. The one part of creation that is to be dedicated, devoted to the Father, the only one. Man is the only one of this creation that will not only eat of the food in the garden of the earth, but will look heavenward and know the one that made all the earth and will give thanks for it. Man is the only one of creation that will do that. The only one that has the opportunity and the ability to not only eat of the food, have dominion of the earth, but also look heavenward and know the one and thank the one that gave it to us. The only one. We're told in verse 28 again to subdue the earth and fill it. God blessed them. and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, having dominion once again over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Dominion. Verse 26, back to 26. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. The likest image, the nearest resemblance. God is speaking into existence all of creation. Let us make man now in our image. This does not exist in any other part of God's creation. So will you see carefully the importance of man and the trouble if you believe in evolution? Because if you believe that we have evolved, then you do not believe the Word of God. And if you do not believe the Word of God and that we are made in the image of God after His likeness, the Scripture tells us, if you don't believe that, then there is no salvation for you. Because salvation came through the Son of God when He came down and put on the body of a man. Now please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation. Come by faith to Him. If you say, well, I just don't believe it. Well, if you will, listen to the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit convicts your heart. Shows you that you're a sinner and that you're lost. Right now we're talking about a perfect place and a perfect man, but it's not going to be long that that's going to change. So please, you today, I needed the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart to save me. And I did that because I trusted in Jesus. And I trusted in Jesus because I was a sinner. The Holy Spirit showed me that I was a sinner, that I was lost, condemned to hell. The Holy Spirit showed me that and showed me that I needed salvation. And salvation can come only one way. And that is in Jesus Christ. I came, I trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit not only showed me my sin, but showed me the Savior, Jesus. I trusted in Jesus Christ. He came into my heart and saved me. And I have had a joyful life with Him ever since. And God begins then to teach us His Word and His truths. So if you believe in evolution today, listen to that Holy Spirit as He is touching your heart, because you need to be saved. And yes, you will have eternal life. You'll spend eternity with God. But the joy you have today because your sins are taken away, please look to the Lord Jesus Christ today. Trust in Him today. Do not try to get all these things straightened in your mind without knowing the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him into your heart today. Man in our image, after our likeness. Man was not made in the likeness of any creature that went before him, but in the likeness of the Creator. There is still a far distance between God and man. Christ is the only one that is said to be the express image of God's person, having the same nature. God's image upon man. There's three things. The nature, we have the nature and the constitution of God. We have a position, an authority, and we have the knowledge and righteousness and true holiness. This is what man, when man was created, man had, and we have, the character of God. We do not, there is not, God does not have a body. God created us, but we are not, you know, people believe that our bodies are as God's body. No, there is no, God's a spirit. but we have the character of God. The character of God. Now, we'll begin here next time we come together. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?